Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Bob Papiani with us right now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Pony and Malzy. What's going on?
Did you ever track down Neil Shipley? We were worried about that the other day. Did you ever get in touch with him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So we'll be doing something with him shortly.
You should go out and play around with him.
How many strokes does Bob Papiani have to get from Shipley to have a chance? If he's giving you strokes, how many? How many to stay in the match for you? You need, like, one a hole?
I've never played with him, but I know what he's capable of, so it may be at least that. So I played with Nathan Smith today, who's going to be captaining the Walker Cup team next year.
Congratulations on all your success.
And he's played in the Masters three times. He's a tremendous amateur player. It's delightful to play with people like that, because I think, Chris, you know this, when you play with better people, your game's got to perk up. You can't be, allowing it to go in different directions. You got to really bear down. It was fun.
No, you shank one into the woods with like a scratch or better player, you feel like a bigger ignoramus than you normally would. I agree wholeheartedly, Bob, about that part.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, what that kid did was phenomenal, and I don't think we'll ever have another week like that unless he wins something big.
Mm-hmm. I would agree, Bob. I just wanted to make sure that he didn't big time you, and I'm happy to hear that he did not. Let's go through
he's
some
He's a
Penguins.
Busy man, though, He's been all the big shows,
I know.
So it's going to take some time.
I know, but that's... He shouldn't.
I mean, he did Adam Crowley's show, Bob.
Correct.
And Crowley didn't even watch the Masters.
That's right. He shouldn't forget where he comes from, so I'm happy that he got back to you, especially you being the golf aficionado that you are. All right, I'm going to give you a Penguins pressing issue, and I want your thought. We'll go down the list of these. We'll start right at the very top. If Bob Papiani is Kyle Dubas or Fenway Sports Group, and money is not an issue, you're making this decision based purely on what you think of the person, would you bring Mike Sullivan back as head coach next year, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Because I still think he's a very good coach. I think the system, he's playing with a bunch of guys that are better when they're playing offensive style of hockey. And I think on 5-on-5 this year, they proved that out, that they were still a very, very good team. Their mistakes are made in careless situations, which I have a hard time blaming coaches for that. But I do think, though, the DNA of the players sometimes suggests that they're trying to make plays. We saw one last night when they're killing off a penalty, although this game didn't matter. Brian Russ is trying to look ahead for Jeff Carter instead of just routinely clearing the puck. And I'm only using that as one example, but they do stuff like that. And so I think they will make changes to their coaching staff, but I if it's up to me, I'm bringing him back.
I know that, like, some of what their players try to do in various situations, whether it's managing a lead or on the power play, the onus should come back on the players. Hey, especially if you're really good, you should know better. But that is where I bring the head coach into play, Bob, and say a good head coach who has the ear of the team usually is going to get the team to do the thing that they should do in a given situation, not what they maybe, you know, the player might feel like doing because he's skilled enough.
No, I get that. And I would have made some changes to that power play. And I think you and I talked about this last night. I would have liked to have seen Jeff Carter more prominent on the power play this year just because of what kind of physical player he is in terms of his size. And they could have utilized that as opposed to what they kept trying to do was, you know, pound this round, this square into a round. Oh, it just didn't work. And they kept, you know, same old stuff with the power play. And honestly, you know, the autopsy will show that the power play was the big reason why they missed the playoffs. Once again, too many points were let go, too much stupidity on the power play. And again, you can debate whether or not it's players, coaches, but he could have made changes to certain players there. But again, I think players should know better, but they're all been around forever. They should know better.
I understand that, Bob, but, like, we got to be fair. If he got credit his first couple of years for how good they played or how well they played with a lead after two periods, if he gets credit for that, when it goes the other way, he should get criticized for it.
And I'm not saying he shouldn't, and I'm not saying that I won't. I'm just saying you're asking me if I'm bringing him back. My answer is yes.
Bob, would you say that if you're bringing him back, though, you're doing so with, like, conditions like, hey, Mike, like, not that it would be made public, but basically, hey, if this isn't turned around or this is still floundering by Christmas, goodbye. Like, you've got till about mid-December to figure this out.
I think that's a good point, Chris. I think there should be some attachments to it. But, again, I think a lot of this also comes down to the way these rosters were put together. Now, he has a role in that, of course. But, you know, they're trying to double down on keeping legends around to appease a fan base, to continue to sell tickets. But they also needed to do some different things. So, I think there are conditions. I think, you know, it's like the Steelers are in that conundrum right now where you got to take another step. And, you know, and Art Rooney said, now I'm starting to get a little antsy about this. You know, the message is clear. It has to change. But I think you'd be far worse off starting new. And I know there are examples up there of so many teams, including teams like Edmonton, midseason makes changes. In fact, Sullivan was a perfect example of that when he came here in relief of Bielsma. My point is, I believe the guy is the right guy for the job. I think they need to change some personnel, and I think that's what you're going to see. So, you know, as best they can in this offseason.
So I can't convince you on Sullivan. We'll agree to disagree there. Have you come over to my side on Jari, Bob, or you still believe that he's a good goalie and let's be patient with him?
Well, I'm going to believe that he's a good goalie, but he's not a big game goalie. And until I see otherwise, I can't see that. You know, there were times in his career where he had these opportunities, some larger sample size, some not so large sample size. I mean, he could have been a regular folk hero had he which series was it when he came in, when
the Rangers game seven guy.
Domingue, yeah, that the Broccoli, yeah. You know, when Domingue was struggling or you know, and he came back and he could have done something big there, and that would have maybe gotten that off his back. But no, I haven't seen enough. If there is a trade market to be had, and I think we discussed this at the trade deadline, I wouldn't have been against that because I know that they have high regard for Joel Blomqvist. So, you know, that's up in the air for me, and it just depends on what's available.
All right, last one. Malkin, Letang, Carlson. Keeping all three, trying to trade one, trying to trade them all. Malkin, Letang, Carlson.
I'm trying to, again, you got obstacles here, Pony. You know, you got to get rid of these clauses. And it will take them to okay it.
Yes.
But I'm willing to ask all of them in an effort to not only advance maybe their careers or give them a shot somewhere. Crosby's not in this conversation for me. He will sign. I'm convinced of that, even though he hasn't. And I know what he said today because I listened. But I just don't believe he's going to go anywhere. So I think, you know, yeah, I'd ask him. Listen, you guys, I know you want to be here. It's going to be up to you. But is there any way we can discuss this and try to figure out something better? And I think they owe it to themselves to do that.
All right, Bob Papiani, fresh off playing He's played Augusta, and he played with a guy who's played
Nathan
the Masters
Smith.
Multiple times today.
Nathan Smith is a big-time amateur player. I don't want to give Nathan Smith short shrift here on this show. Big-time amateur player.
He's a great person, too. And, some of the stuff he's been able to do, and the fact that you're captaining a Walker Cup team on the same year the U.S. Open comes to Oakland is pretty cool, I think.
All right, let me just throw this last one out there. Hypothetical. Maybe we could arrange this. Me and Shipley versus Mulsey and Pomp. Shipley and I have to use one of my shots every hole. So it can't just be him and I, and we use every
shot?
Single.
Or
no.
Is this best ball? Like, or scramble? Like, are we scrambling where Pomp and I each get to pick the shot that we like better? Like a scramble
format? Yeah, but if you're scrambling, you're going to have to, you could ignore Pony the whole way through then.
No, I said you have to use...
It's like one of those have to use one of Pony's drives, except it has to be one shot from Pony every time.
Per hole.
Then I'm taking us, Chris.
Yeah, I think we'd win. I think we'd win.
I have for your
Let's
game,
get
Andrew.
Shipley in the mix here.
My man Ship.
I'll put some money up on this
when
one.
When Pony sprays one into the woods off of every tee, Ship isn't going to be able to help too much.
Well, we won't use that shot.
Yeah.
Then what happens if you dub one on the second
problem.
Shot?
Some internal strife occurring, and when that happens, and then he has to go look in the woods or
maybe
play
we
it
can
out
get
of the
maybe we can get Huntington Bank to sponsor this match. They might be very interested in that. Bob.
I would like to have this match, Bob. I think we can get out there and whoop some ass.
All right, Bob. Thank you. We'll
too.
Talk next week.
Let's go. I may have to mention it to him if he has time. I know he's a busy guy.
Woo!
See you, Bob.
I think we would beat you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!